Once again, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Rasraj Gopal Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji will be enlightening us by walking us through Srimad Bhagavatam 4.22.55 onwards. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, your valuable time and association this morning. Without ado, I would like to hand over the call to you now. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you very much. This is Rasraj Gopal Das here. So, today we are taking up with Srimad Bhagavatam.
Prabhuji,
I'm audible. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So,
Prabhuji, your voice is very low. Come closer,
Now is it clear?
Yeah, now it's clear.
Okay. So, I'm happy to have an association with all the devotees once again. Let's take the shloka of today, text 55, chapter 22, entitled Prithu Maharaja's Meeting with Four Kumaras of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtike Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaha Pankajamaline Namaha Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangre. So I am reading text 55. Gopithaya jagatrishte kale sve sve chutatmakah manovagvritti bhi samyair gunaih samranjayan prajaha. Word to word meaning and translation given by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Gopithaya, for the protection of Jagat Srishtheha, of the Supreme Creator, Kale, in due course of time, Sve Sve, own, Achyuta Atmakaha, being Krishna conscious, Manaha, mind, Vak, words, Vritti Bhi, by occupation, Sat, Saumyaiha, very gentle, Gunaiha, by qualification, Samranjayan, pleasing, Prajaha, the citizens. Translation. Since Maharaj Prithu was a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wanted to protect the Lord's creation by pleasing the various citizens according to their various desires. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj used to please them in all respects by his words, mentality, works and gentle behavior. Purport. As will be explained in the next verse, Prithu Maharaj used to please all kinds of citizens by his extraordinary capacity to understand the mentality of others. Indeed, his dealings were so perfect that every one of the citizens was very much satisfied and lived in complete peace. The word Achyutatmakah is significant in this verse. For Maharaj Prithu used to rule this planet as a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew that he was a representative of the Lord and that the Lord's creation must be protected intelligently. Atheists cannot understand the purpose behind the creation. Although this material world is condemned, when it is compared to the spiritual world, there is still some purpose behind it. Modern scientists and philosophers cannot understand that purpose, nor do they believe in the existence of a creator. They try to establish everything by their so-called scientific research, but they do not center anything around a supreme creator. A devotee, however, can understand to give facilities to the individual living entities who want to lord it over material nature. The ruler of this planet should therefore know that all the inhabitants, especially human beings, have come to this material world for sense gratification, sense enjoyment. It is therefore the duty of the ruler to satisfy them in their sense enjoyment, as well as to elevate them to Krishna consciousness so that they all can ultimately return home back to God. Idea in mind, the king or government head should rule the world. In this way, everyone will be satisfied. How can this be accomplished? There are many examples like Prithu Maharaj, and the history of his regency on this planet is elaborately described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Even in this fallen age of the rulers, if the rulers, governors and presidents take advantage of Prithu Maharaja's example, there will certainly be a reign of peace and prosperity throughout the world. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guroha Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Jagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Mustuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Please accept my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees connected to this Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference, Srimad Bhagavatam class. I am indeed humbled by you all having given me the opportunity to serve you via this Japa Conference call. So we are talking about Prithu Maharaj today. Prithu means, in Sanskrit, it means large, or great, or maybe, you know, abundant. So here Prithvi Maharaj, some people call him as incarnation, as avatar of Vishnu. In fact, he is Vishnu himself, no doubt about it. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishnu has been incarnated and as for as far as 24 times, whereas in Jaya, Vishnu's avatar as Dashavatar. We all know Dashavatar, that is Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Vaman, Parshuram, Ram, Krishna, Buddha, Kalki. We have the famous Vaishnava bhajan, Vaishnava song written by none other than the great devotee of Lord Jagannath, Jayadeva Goswami, wherein in the beginning itself he mentions Pralaya Payodhijale, Dhritavanasi Vedam.
Pralaya Payodhijale, Dhritavanasi Vedam. Vihita Vahitra Charitra Makhedam. Keshavadhrita Meena Sharira Jaya Jagadish Hare. Jaya Jagadish Hare.
So he begins this Dashavatar by Meena Avatar. Keshavadhrita Meena Sharira. Similarly, here Bhagavan Vishnu has to come, or Krishna needed to come as Prithu Maharaj. Let us, we have seen in previous chapters and how Prithu Maharaj was born, and let us recollect in small phrase, you know. Then let us summarize how he was born. So we see that Prithu Maharaj was not born through a female womb. I mean, just if you see the avatar of or the birth of Lord Narsingadev, who was the mother of Lord Narsingadev? If we ask, then somebody will say it was a pillar. You know, Krishna or Krishna himself manifest as Narsingadev through a pillar. So here, in the case of Prithu Maharaj, he is born similarly without any female intervention. So this type of birth is called as Ayonija. And therefore, what happens is, Prithu Maharaj, although being a human being, just like Prabhu Ramachandra, he is untouched by desire. Prithu Maharaj is untouched by desire and ego. And therefore, he can control his senses while upholding the dharma. We are not able to control our senses. Forget dharma. Our senses are just uncontrollable. Wherein it is something like, you know, in Bhagavatam, 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj says, Matirna Krishne Paratahasvatova Mitho Vipadeta Grahavratanam Adanta Gobhir Vishitam Tamishram Punaha Punascharvita Charvananam. So it is said, Matirna Krishne Paratahasvatova. Mati means in our mind, mere jahan me, mere dimag me, in my mind. Matir, na Krishne. Krishna doesn't enter in my mind. It means that I still do not understand how to do my devotional service towards Krishna. Despite Parataha Svatova, despite being told by Parataha, others, or even sometimes inspired by self, Parataha Svatova, Matir na Krishne, Parataha Svatova. Mitho abhipadyeta grahavratanam. Why? Because this is Prahlad Maharaj is now addressing his father, who is in fact a grahastha, and fortunately or unfortunately, we can say that all of us or most of us who are connected to this class are grihasthas. I believe, I suppose, there may be some brahmacharis or brahmacharinis, but let us say, this is addressed to especially grihasthas. Mitho abhipadyate grahavratanam, that is, because of who is in this condition of, in this stage, who is not able to understand the devotional service to Krishna. Yeah, so, Prahlad Maharaj is addressing those people who are not grahasthas, but they are grahavratana.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Can you make
So they are actually grahavratas. Here Prahlad Maharaj is addressing to those categories of people who are married, who are by nomenclature grihasthas, but they are not grihasthas, they are termed as grahavratas. Here Prahlad Maharaj says, mithobhi padyeta grahavratanam matirna krishne paratasvatova mitho abhi padyeta grahavratanam. Why they are called as grahavratas? Although they are family, although the person is married, he has a wife, he has children, he has kids. Hiranyakashipu was married. So he is addressing these people who are grahavratas, who are, because adant gobhir vishatam tamishram. Adant gobhir, adant means by infinite indulgence in sense gratification. Go means sense gratification. So there is these people who are actually do not understand Krishna consciousness, or those people who do not understand Krishna, or those people who do not understand the Vedic scriptures, or those people who do not understand, although read scriptures, but still they are not able to get into the mold of Krishna consciousness, these people are actually grahavratas. Because they are indulging in sense gratification, so they are only concerned about satisfying, their gratifying their senses, these grahavratas. They are not grahasthas. So persons who are determined, what happens for them is vishatam tamishram. Vishatam tamishram means they rot. They enter into the darkest region of hellish planet, that is tamishra. Tamishra is one of the hellish planets, which is very, very dark, and they rot there. You know, it is the meaning. It's mentioned persons who are determined to totally rot in false material happiness cannot become Krishna-minded, either by instructions from teachers, by self-realization, or by some other discussions. Even in the discussions, you tell them, such people are so many, abundant and plenty, that you tell them in whatsoever method or whatever you try, or how many times you try, umpteen numbers of times you try to convince them, ki baba ye sab chodo, this is all sense gratification, please engage in Krishna consciousness. Now it is a month of Margashirsha. Krishna has said, Masanam Margashirsho Aham, which means this is the Krishna's month. This month is liked by Krishna, whereas the previous month, which was Damodar Mas, that was liked by Srimati Radharani. So, in this month, at least, we go and approach people and we say, this is Margashish Mas. And of course, in Maharashtra, at least, I have seen that many people consider this Margashish month as holy month, and they at least avoid eating non-veg. Very big achievement for them. So they try to follow this Margashish month as holy month and do lots of pratas and vaikalpas and other things. Also Datta Jayanti falls in this month. And what as devotees we take this opportunity for preaching, for distributing Bhagavad Gita, as this is a holy month for us, for distribution of Prabhupada's books written by Prabhupada. So this, we take this opportunity during Datta Jayanti. There's so infinite crowd coming over the for worshipping Datta Avadhuta. They say he is Dik Ambara, means he, Ambara means, one meaning of Ambara is dress, and Dik means direction. So that means he is Dik Ambara, that means he is fully liberated soul. Digambara, Digambara, Shri Padavallabh Digambara. So Datta is also worshipped in such a manner. But generally people worship him for, again, to get certain things in return. So here Prahlad Maharaj says, Matirna Krishne Paratasvatova Mito Bhipadyeta Grahavratanam Adanta Gopir Vishatam Tamishram. So Adanta Gopir, their senses are infinitely engaged, indulged in sense gratification. They are not concerned about Krishna consciousness, or we have to, what is the aim of my life. Such Grahavrata, they are absolutely not concerned at all. They are just, they know that I am born to enjoy this material world to as maximum as possible, and I have to try to do that, to achieve that as work, like donkeys and asses, but I must enjoy the senses. What happens, this is how it is. This is again the analogy given by Prahlad Maharaj as Punaha Punhas Charvita Charvanana. So here I still remember a very nice lecture wherein this was mentioned. So the Prabhuji says, ki, supposing if I buy a chewing gum. Now, supposing if I buy a chewing gum, Centrafed or whatever it is, whichever make, the best possible make available in US and other places, and you put it in the mouth, you feel very nice, you feel very sweet. Very nice, you have a feeling, and sweetness gives you a very good pleasure. And then slowly, slowly, after say about couple of minutes or 3-4 minutes, depending upon the layer of the sweetness on that chewing gum, then the sweetness goes, and what remains is only the glut, or you know, glutton, which is just, which you cannot bite or into pieces, you know, it is like gum, it becomes gum. That's why it's called chewing gum. It has no taste and nothing else. You feel like, ultimately you feel like throwing it, your mouth is getting pained, you have a pain in your jaws and all those things. And so it is like this. So what happens is, when you are engaged in sense gratification, supposing a man is enjoying a woman. This woman was enjoyed by some other men earlier. So if this chewing gum, if the chewing gum which I had eaten, give it to somebody else and he starts chewing it, so what is the point in it? So that's what it is, that's what is the sense and enjoyment. A man and woman, they are basically, we are not just born in this age. We have been coming, we know, we are all aware that we have been coming into this material world for millions and millions of births. Many times we would have been human beings also, in animals also, many lives we have enjoyed this sense gratification of men and women. So, and still, after getting this human birth, if you are still involved and get indulged in sense gratification, then that means it is like that chewing gum which has been chewed and chewed continuously, same chewing gum, again I want to chew, somebody who has made it jhuta, you know, and we try to take it. So they are dragged by the unbridled senses into the darkest region of ignorance, and thus they madly engage in what is called chewing the chewed. So what happens is, Nate viduhu swartha gatim hi vishnum durashaya ye bahirantha maninah andha yathandair upaniyamanas te pishatantriyam urudamni baddha. Because of their foolish activities, they are unaware that the ultimate goal of human life is to achieve Vishnu. Nate viduhu swartha gatim hi vishnum. Our actually swartha should be what is to achieve Lord Vishnu, Lord of the cosmic manifestations. And so their struggle for existence in the wrong direction of material civilization, which is under the external energy, They are led by similar foolish persons, andha yathandair. So this is where we come to now, the existing condition of ours. In India, it is led by, so we are all blind, and a blind is led by some other blind person. So what will be the fate of such people? We will fall, he will also fall, drop us down. We will suffer more and more. So therefore, the ruler has to be like Prithu Maharaj. We need leaders in this society like Prithu Maharaj. In US and India, there may be a few rulers who are not fully like Prithu Maharaj, but at least to some percentage of those qualities. But 99% of the leaders or the politicians who are available in the entire part of the world, they are all like this, andha yathandair. Andha yathandair upaniya manas te pishatantriyam urudamni baddhaha. They are led by a foolish person, just as one blind man is led by another blind man, and both of them fall in the ditch. Naisham matistavad urukramangrim sprishatyanarthapagamo yadarthah mahiyasham padarajobhishekam niskinchananam navrinitayavat.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Then these foolishness will be automatically demolished. So we need that good sense to be mahiyasam padarajo abhishekam niskinchananam navrinitayavat. So what happens is, somebody should guide us, some great souls should guide us. Who are those great souls? Who are completely freed from material attachments. So we are fortunate to have Srila Prabhupada along with us, and we are attached to him, that we are at least fortunate that we have known, we have the information, we have the data with us, what is what and what is not, and then we have the wisdom to decide whether to go as per Prabhupada's instructions or not. But we have the wisdom, we have the knowledge, and we have the wisdom to go as per Prabhupada's instructions. So we see that this Prithu Maharaj, he is actually the avatar of Krishna or Vishnu. We see the lineage. Prithu Maharaj's lineage is there was a person named as Viraja who ruled, and then from Viraja his son was Krittimat, and Krittimat was Kardama, Kardama's son was Ananga, Ananga gave birth to Atibala, Atibala to Anga. Ang married Sunita and a son named Veena. Veena, again, Veena's, we have seen how evil he was and very cruel he was, very bad. So what happened is, the sages killed him. Now there's a very interesting thing happening. The sages killed this King Veena, and what they did is they churned his dead body. Hare Krishna. Now I have been a part of the funeral procession of maybe more than 100 devotees or 100 persons, you may say. We cannot justify or decide that who is devotee and who is not a devotee, and therefore I will say that all of them are devotees. So, but we cannot even think of cutting the body into pieces, the dead body into pieces. Hare Krishna. So, Veena's body was churned by the rishis. So, they had all those riddhis and siddhis, and because of that, they could carry this act, carry out this act. Out of which, first there appeared a dark dwarf hunter. That was a hunter. He was a symbol of Veena's evil. So Veena's evil left Veena's dead body. Now since the sins were gone away, the body was now pure. So they further churned this body. I don't know for churning what they used and which vessels they used and how did they do that. I don't know. Please, whenever there is a question session, please do not ask me. My request is how was the churning process took place. I only know that there was an ocean, Sagar Manthan, where the Sheshanag was a rope and Mandar Parvat was a churning rod, and ocean was churned. That at least we can put some light, but here how Veena's body was churned was a totally matter of scriptures. So on further churning, Prithu emerged from the right arm of the corpse. So he comes from the right arm. So see, this is how Krishna has his own Swam Adhishthaya. He says in 4th chapter, Krishna says, Ajo api sannave atma. He says, Mayam adhishthaya. Of my own free will, I decide to take birth. So now here he comes as from the right arm of the corpse of a person. Hari Bol. Sometimes he comes as from the stamba, as earlier we had seen. So here he comes from this place, Prithu Maharaj. And what was the purpose of Prithu Maharaj's birth? That is because there was a tremendous drought which was ruling the earth, and earth was not ready to give any fruits or any food or anything else. So just imagine ki, if we want rain, it is said annad bhavanti parjanyo parjanyo annad bhavati bhutani parjanyat anna sambhavah annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhavah. That means living entities, bhavanti bhutani, the living beings live on anna. Without anna we cannot survive. It is as simple. But parjanyad anna sambhava, yajnyad bhavati parjanyo, yajna karma samudbhava. Yajnyad bhavati parjanyo. But anna, annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhava. That means, if you want anna for our survival, we need parjanya. And parjanya means rains. And how rains can come? Yajnyad bhavati parjanyo. By yajna, sacrifice, rains can fall. So rains can come, rain go away, come again another day. This was a fate this year. This year we had so much plenty of rains in this Maharashtra region that even the hardest drought prone areas of this Maharashtra region, they got some rain. So definitely it means that there was yajna this time, it was more, it looks like. And in 10th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, yajnanam japo yajnosmi. Among all the sacrifices, yajnas, I am the japa yajna. So that is why it's very important that we do not, let us not think about doing any other yajnas. Shatachandi Yajna, Navachandi Yajna, Ganesh Yajna, XYZ Yajna, all those Yajna. Let us not decide, because Krishna himself directly says in 10th chapter straight away, यज्ञानां जपयज्ञोऽस्मि. सो लेट् इस् डू जपयज्ञ. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So when we do this yajna, it seems that there were plenty of yajna this time. Maybe some years people forget to do japas, and so the rain is also lesser. So this year many people must have resorted to lots of japas, lots of sankirtanas, which created the rain. And the rains were so much that even in the month of November it was raining, and then it became a havoc. Instead of making it helpful for the society, the excess rain, it is called ola or flooding. So one end of the rain material havoc is rain, or other end of the 180 degree out of phase, it is famine. So there, during Prithu's Maharaja's birth, before that the famine was so much. And therefore there was added to that was Vena's anarchy. So Vena, King Vena, if a king is anarchist, or if a king is not helping his praja, if the raja is not helping the praja, then famine can occur. So it is also, of course, Japa Yajna is important, but also the ruler, king, who is like father of the people, he is also to be spiritual, so that there is no anarchy. But due to the anarchy of Vena, there was famine. Sages churned the body, and then dwarf went, and then from the right arm of the corpse where Prithu Maharaj appeared. Now as soon as Prithu Maharaj appeared, he understood what was his purpose of taking the incarnation. What was the purpose of his incarnating? He immediately started slaying the earth. I mean, he said, I will now kill you, earth, because of so much. So the king, he has a dominance over Prithvi. This is very important. Here, Prithu Maharaj, now that earth had come in the form of a cow. When Prithu Maharaj called earth, she came in the form of a cow, because of course Prithu Maharaj is no doubt that he is Vishnu himself. So he had all those austerities and all the fruits of his austerities and all the knowledge and everything. So the Prithvi Mataji, she came as cow, and Prithu had to chase her. So she was cornered ultimately, and then she said, Okay, please do not kill me, because killing me will not resolve the issue. So I will give you whatever you want. And Prithu milked her, and then all the vegetation and grain started, rain started, everything. So people, the entire Prithvi was abundant with all the necessities of for the people. And this is how Prithu Maharaj, then he started ruling. So Prithu Maharaj was, in fact, it was like, there was no cultivation, no pasture, no agriculture, no highway for merchants. All civilization emerged in Prithvi's rule, but automatically. So by granting life to the earth and being her protector, Prithu became the earth's father, and she accepted the patronic name. So father's name she got as Prithvi, just like Kunti Putra is called as Kaunteya, or Radha's Putra Karna is also called as Radheya. Not this Radha is not our Krishna's Radha, Radharani. This is that wife of the Sutra. So some people in some Puranas also, it is called Prithvi as Prithu's wife and not his daughter. And so all these things are there. Let us not go in detail about it. This is how Prithu Maharaj ruled. So in this shloka, it is very clearly mentioned that Prithu Maharaj was very strong. He was very, One second. Where is that? I'm just going to the shloka. Since Maharaj Pitu was a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wanted to protect the Lord's creation. So Lord's creation was seen by pleasing the various citizens according to their various desires. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj used to please them in all respects by his words, mentality, work and gentle behavior. So we see how Prithu Maharaj was born and then how he was empowered. And Prabhupada in his purport says, okay, you need to have a ruler like Prithu Maharaj. Now another aspect of Prithu Maharaj is that he is considered as the symbol of one of the Navavidha Bhakti. Let us see what it is. Krishna mentions about Bhakti in some few verses. We will just discuss about it. In 18th chapter, 55th verse, Krishna says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvatah tato mam tatvato jnatva vishate tadanantaram. Bhaktya mam abhijanati means Krishna can be understood only by bhakti. Again, here the word comes bhakti. So we are discussing about the word bhakti in different shlokas in Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvatah. So only by bhakti one can understand Krishna completely in truth. Completely tatvatah, what and who I am. So you will understand yavan yaschasmi tatvatah tato mam tatvato jnatva, and then under by being understood about me in totality, then he can enter into me vishyate tadanantaram. So then another verse we have seen that in the 9th chapter where Krishna says matram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upaharitam Ashnami prayatatmanah. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. It is not that we just for the sake of giving we give, or we offer. When we yat karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad johoshi, yadasitat, yad tapasyasi kaunte, yad tat kurushva madarpan. Whatever you do, whatever you offer, whatever you eat, whatever you give in sacrifice, whatever you give, whatever you do, all that you do, tat kurushva mad arpanam, as an offering into me. So this is the basic Krishna conscious philosophy. So knowing all these facts and having been in Krishna conscious for the past so many years, now what has happened is complacency has crept in us. And sometimes we take for granted, rakh diya, Bhagavan ko dikha diya, kept a plate in front of my Lord and chanted some shlokas by ringing the bell. And we take it for granted that yes, prasadam is ready. And we just await for the prasadam to be eaten and not honored. Hare Krishna. So therefore, it is important that every time or every moment or every kshana or every moment which we, whatever we do, should be done in total faith, in total bhakti, that I am going to please Krishna with my action. Yome bhaktya prayachati. If there is no bhakti, then Krishna will not accept. Then the entire process is null and void. Whatever we had done, offered and sab karke diya, or bada bada program manaya, so offering ki we offered it to Krishna, and then mixed it with the main ingredients, and then for served to everybody, thinking that let us now enjoy. We are hungry, hearing the lecture from the speaker. And after doing so much kirtan, I'm not telling this consciousness of all the devotees, of all the people attending the program, but generally or most of the people have such you know, such an consciousness where they forget that actually we are supposed to be in bhakti. Yo me bhaktya prayacchati. That aham bhakti upratam. That what we were given in bhakti, bhakti. Only then he accepts it. So this we have to understand always, the bhakti. So initially, first we have heard that bhaktya mam api janati. Now we have seen that yo me bhaktya prayacchati. Another, there is another verse I think I have noted down, and that is 9.29. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshyosti na priyah ye bhajanti tu maham bhaktya maite teshu chapi aham. I am equal to everyone. Very nice. Krishna is so politically shrewd person that we should acknowledge this fact and salute him, hats off to him. He says, Krishna says, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. I am equal to every living entity. Name Deshyosti na priya. I have nothing to say that I like this person or I don't like this person. Nothing of that sort. It's only that Ye bhajanti tu maam bhaktya, but one who worships me, bhajanti tu maam bhaktya. जो मेरा भजन करते हैं भक्ति पूर्वक, जो मेरा यजन करते हैं भक्ति पूर्वक. यजन मीन्स वर्शिपिंग, भजन मीन्स कीर्तन. वन हु चैंट्स भक्ति पूर्वक. मेनी पीपल चैंट टू नो टू शो ऑफ, यू नो, टू इम्प्रेस पीपल सराउंडिंग और टू इम्प्रेस सीनियर डिवोटीज. आई हैव अ गुड वॉइस, आई हैव अ गुड चाल ताल राग एंड ऑल दोस थिंग्स. But here Krishna says, ye bhajanti tu maam bhaktya, one who devotionally, one who lovingly, that bhakti should be there while chanting, while doing kirtana, naam sankirtana. It is not that we have to show off to other, we have to prove that yes, I am a very good singer, I am a very good kirtaniya, or I am very good mridanga player, or I am very good kartal player. No, no, it's all just to please Krishna is the only one and only motive behind what I am doing in the kirtan program. If we keep that in mind every moment of our life, then we are on the right path. Maite teshu chapi aham. But those who worship me with devotion, they are in me. Maite teshu and cha api aham. And I am also in them. So that is where another bhakti verse comes. Then one more verse, I think we have some more time. So 12th chapter. Yo na hrishyati na dveshti na shochati na kankshati shubha shubha parityage bhaktiman yah same priyah. Again the bhakti words comes here in this shloka. That is Bhagavad Gita 12.17, where Krishna says, Yo na hrishyati na dveshti na shochati na kankshati. Now he is describing the qualities of a true devotee whom he likes. Krishna has selected people and decided whom I should like more. Whom I should like. So, see, among the devotees also there are people whom Krishna may not be liking. Let us not be in that path. Let us not think about that also. Let us say it's good for everyone. Let us wish everybody, all, like be a well-wisher for all of the devotees as well as non-devotees. But here Krishna says, Yona rishyati na dveshti. One who neither rejoices or hates. Na dveshti. So we can rejoice when, you know, supposing you get a lottery of say 10 million or 100 million dollars. You get a lottery from somewhere else, you get some properties. You are not supposed to be rejoicing that situation. Na dveshti, or you neither hate that. You both of you took this lottery on the same day, but that person got $10 million and you got zero. So na dveshti, no, not hating also, nor grieving. Na shochati, grief, no, nor grief. Na kankshati, not expecting also, not desiring. So, yo na rishyati na dveshti na shochati na kankshati shubha ashubha parityagi. Giving up shubha and ashubha, not expecting of shubha and ashubha anything. Bhaktiman yasame priya. Who is full of devotion. This person is always full of devotion, is very dear to me. So very good, very nice shlokas. Another verse from Bhagavad Gita, I think I should take, that is 12.19. Very good shloka, verse of this Srimad Bhagavad Gita, where we describe about, again, the word bhakti I was about discussing. Tulya ninda stuter mauni santushto yena kena chit aniketah sthiramater bhaktiman me priyo naraha. There are plenty of verses which may mention bhakti, but few I am taking for today's discussion. So out of which this is one verse which I like very much. Tulya ninda stutir mauni. That means, and this verse I like so much. Why? Because I'll tell you, okay, there have been many instances, even in devotional service, I have faced so many instances where I have been disrespected or I have been faced insult. One should not get insulted, because agar maan hi nahi hai, to apamaan kahan ka? There is a saying like that, you know, when you don't expect respect or you don't have a respect, why should you get insulted? But still, because of false ego, sometimes, you know, there are situations among the devotional categories also, because of different circumstances or because of different situations, there is a nindatmak sthiti, it is there. Of course, there are plenty of times where stuti comes, you know, glorified, praised, but insulting stages are also there. In the material world, there are plenty of times you are insulted, and you know, you have to face them with brave heart. A devotee or a bhakti, or a devotee whom Krishna likes, he sees ninda and stuti are same, you know, tulya. He equals ninda to stuti. Tulya ninda stutir mauni. Santushto ena kena chit. In any condition he is santushta. The true devotee, he is always satisfied under any circumstances, under any conditions. Content, satisfied with anything. Aniketah sthira matira. His mind is sthira. He doesn't get vichalit or unstable or asthira. His mind is always there, firm, fixed in Krishna. You know that this ninda, stuti and all are temporary things which are happening. So ultimately I have to only focus on to Krishna, devotion to Krishna, and how to achieve my Krishna, and how to give Krishna to others. Once I have got some taste of it, I should also give it to others. So aniketah sthira matir bhaktiman me priyo naraha. That is where it is said ki bhakti comes. But then we have heard that there is a thing called Navavidha Bhakti. Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto 5th chapter 23rd verse, where again Prahlad Maharaj says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoha Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing, chanting, Smaranam, remembering, Padasevanam, serving the Lord's feet, Archanam, worshipping the Lord, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. We know Shravanam means we always, when we cite the different personalities associated with this Navvidha Bhakti of the scriptures, Shravanam is always, we always talk about Parikshit Maharaj, and Kirtanam is Shukadev Goswami. Smaranam, we speak about Prahlad Maharaj. Padasevanam, none other than Swayam Lakshmi Devi, who is always engaged in the Padasevanam. And when we talk about Archanam, in the Shastra, it is mentioned that nobody can do Archanam better than Prithu Maharaj, about whom we are discussing. Whoever offers me with devotion and a pure mind, heart, a leaf, flower, a fruit or little water. So that is done by Prithu Maharaj. So Archanam means worshipping. Yajanam, it is also called Yajanam. Archana means you can worship Lord in His various forms. Now 11th canto there is a shloka wherein different forms Lord. How to worship Lord? Krishna says, I will not be present in front of you as I am now in the Kali Yuga. So therefore, in Kali Yuga, there are different forms of which you can worship me, in which you can worship me, those forms. So like earth, sand and mind and other things, painting and other things are there. I will not take the shloka now. So Krishna says, ki you can worship me in these forms. So in the Skanda Purana it is mentioned, so when we have these forms, what we do is, first of all we offer Agarbati incense, and then you know we offer the deep, and then we offer some water, and then we offer the towel. And after that we offer flowers, and then chamara and all those things. So this is called archanam. So when we do this with full devotion and very nicely, during the offering of the aarti in the Skanda Purana, it is mentioned that aarti is actually done. Now I will not go in details of every aspect of worship archanam, but it is said that the deepa, which is to be shown first at the lotus feet four times, and then gradually you go up to the waist, offer twice, and then you go up about to the face and offer it thrice, and then the entire body five times. So this is normally the procedure for offering the aarti, which has been given to us taught to us by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So if someone sees the face of the Supreme Krishna while aarti is going on, Skanda Purana says that he can be relieved of all sinful reactions coming up, all the thousands and millions of past births. Very good. Hari Bol. So just imagine how many of us have gone to the Mangal aarti and how many times. So definitely our millions and millions of past births into millions of millions of times have been demolished. So we are very happy, we are lucky to have that. But again, what happens is, unfortunately, we are like that elephant which takes bath in the lake and then again comes in the mud and sprays mud all over the body. So since because of that, we are supposed to do attempt Mangal Aarti every now and then whenever we get an opportunity. It is so in this scripture it is said that Prithu Maharaj is the epitome of archanam bhakti. So let us pray to Prithu Maharaj that please give me your blessings so that we also excel, or we also get devoted to Krishna by archanam process, apart from all the other processes which we will be engaged into devotional service. Thank you everybody, thank you devotees, thank you Krishna, thank you Guru Maharaj, thank you Prabhupada. Hari Bol. So any questions or any suggestions, please? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ji. Thank you very much for such an excellent class.
Thank you.
Prabhuji, please forgive me, but I have a question that sometimes there is a clash between Srila Prabhupada disciple and temple president, and because of that, newcomer Vaishnava stopped to come in temple, and it is affect to us also. The same date somebody celebrate birthday and same date there is a kirtan program in the temple, so we become confused where we have to attend, and it's effect to those who are coming in first time in the temple. So Prabhuji, why this is happening between two leaders? We all are kids of Srila Prabhupada. We have to hold each one hand and serve Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev. I am a very small Vaishnavi, like an ant leg. But Prabhuji, it's very painful to see all these things from last 1 or 2 years. It's going to break our Srila Prabhupada temple, Prabhu. So what should our Prabhuji, we cannot convince them. We understand that this is going wrong, but how we have to behave in this situation, and how we have to Prabhuji, how it is very painful, not only for me, but sometimes we meet the Vaishnava. They also think that what's going on in the temple. In a material life, Prabhuji, in an office or in home, everybody is playing politics. And like Teri Sari Se Meri Sari Jada Safed. And in the temple also we see that. So that, Prabhu, it's very painful to see all these things. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Yes, Mataji, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Please forgive me, Prabhu. I am a very small Vaishnavi, like an ant leg.
No. Don't worry. Hare Krishna. So let us first, I must first thank you for raising this question. Let me tell you from my experience and from my learning from Srila Prabhupada and other Acharyas. First of all, let us accept the fact that the politics is embedded in our blood right from our conception or from our birth. Okay. See, when ISKCON is such a big organization, politics will be there. One thing. Let us accept that. Now, what is politics? Politics means telling lies truthfully. Okay. So, if you are prepared to hear nicely or carefully, you will feel that you are in the safe hands. First of all, when you understand what is politics, politics is telling lies truthfully. And it is there in the blood of each and every living entity. It will be there in you also, it will be there in me, and it will be there in others also. But now, when the devotees start playing politics, okay, in the devotional community, sometimes the leaders have to manage the congregation. Leaders have to manage the congregation. So there, sometimes he has to use not politics, but he has to be diplomatic. Which means that sometimes he may look like he is scolding you, but actually he is loving you. A leader. So a leader, a true leader, is one who is like a coconut. He looks very hard from outside, but inside he is very tender, like a soft coconut. So leaders are like that. They have to be like that to manage the congregation. So for a higher cause, for the cause of a majority of the people, to maintain the, to sustain. See, ISKCON is an organization where people have to come and join. This is what is the purpose of our preaching. We want people to join ISKCON. So that is called a recruitment. So once they are recruited, they have to be trained. So after recruitment comes training. After training comes, you have to retain them. After retaining, you have to sustain them. So a person who doesn't understand the bhakti in this process, after living in ISKCON for so many years, if he develops hate or envy in his mind is still there, then he will play dirty politics. So if somebody is playing dirty politics, Krishna will take care of him. We are not the least to be perturbed by their behavior. If somebody is playing politics against you or me or our whoever is a concerned person, he need not be disturbed or perturbed. If we are disturbed or perturbed, which means that the other person is behaving with us due to the hate and envy when we are correct, and when we get perturbed means we are also having that lust and envy in us, because of which we are getting disturbed. So there is absolutely no cause for disturbance, getting perturbed or crying. Absolutely no cause. There is no reason to be seen, because we are doing devotional service, which is totally at a divine platform, at a transcendental level, and we are connected directly with Krishna, where these things do not have any place. So, a similar question was asked to our Gurudev. So what was the reply? The leaders are clashing. This fact is not a new fact. It is there from Satya Yuga, Krita Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara and Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga it is plenty. So ISKCON also there are plenty of leaders who are clashing, who have difference of opinions among themselves and clashing. So it's not nothing new, or neither we are, as a true devotees, we need not get into that also, in controversy. We should never discuss about a controversy, we should not get involved into it, we should not get dragged into it, even if it is affecting our devotional process, we should see that we are aloof from that and remain neutral. Do not side with any person, remain neutral, do not hear about it, do not get more and more engaged into that, entertained into that. So it is like, you know, if somebody criticizes others, Maharaj said, one Acharya said, ki some person has done shitting, okay, has shit somewhere. So another person saw that. Now what this person did, when he shit at some good place, divine place, he covered it with mud, so that nobody will know that I have done shitting and this thing. He covered it with mud. But the other person who saw it, what he does is he removes the mud, lifts that shit and throws at one place and says, see, this is the person who has shit there. And then again he says, remove some more and throws it at other place. So this is what is Vaishnava Aparada, or this is what is criticism of Vaishnavas. So are we supposed to be a part of this process? No, absolutely not. If somebody has shit it and covered it and somebody has seen it, forget it. It will dry on its own and Krishna and Guru will take care of that person. We are not supposed to be a part of this process at all. What is our process? What Prabhupada has told us is chant religiously. Follow 4 regulative principles. Read my books and do preaching. Bas. That's it. These are the Guru's orders. Third offense is to disobey the Guru. If you do anything other than this, we are into mess. We are not devotional service. We are into mess. So politics, we are not concerned at all. We are not afraid also. And it will not touch me also. Because the moment we start thinking about politics or criticizing Vaishnavas or anything else, then what happens is we are deviating from our devotional service and we are falling into the trap of Maya. I hope you got something about it.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you very much for asking me. We are doing seva in the temple, in the that criticism that time also and at present also. But sometimes the question asked by new Vaishnava and we just turn our face. That's why I asked a question to you.
I didn't understand. Please explain that. What is that problem?
Prabhuji, we are doing seva in a temple as usual. Radhanath Maharaj said we should be not deviated by all these things. But sometimes in a Bhakti Vruksha or newcomer Vaishnava asks question, so we just turn our face. That is also not good. Because we don't want to involve in that matter.
A new person has come in the congregation and he asks you a question, or he asks the leader a question. What is that?
Prabhuji in a Bhakti Vruksha group, those who are joined newly.
Okay.
Yes. So that those who are like newly means they are following from last 1 year. So when they ask questions, we turn our face because we don't want to do aparadh or anything.
What question?
What is going on in the temple? Why the devotees are not coming? Why Bhakti Bhuksha leader is in a two group? All that question. So we turn our face. That is also not right, Prabhuji.
What is not right? Whether the asking a question is not right, or the question itself is not right, or
asking question is right, but we don't want to do aparadh, so we turn our face.
So according to you, what is not right? Or what
Prabhuji,
is the question of yours?
We should be neutral between both of leaders. So we just say that please chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Don't involve in all this matter.
Absolutely.
And we just turn our
face. So you are doing the correct work. That is the job. See, when a when the third person sees such situation, then what as a devotee we should say, oh nice that you have understood certain things which may not be true also, or which may be true also according to you. Well, my suggestion will be, let us chant Hare Krishna very nicely, let us dance, let us be in that mood. Let them do their things, and let Guru Maharaj and Krishna take their care. We are not concerned, we are not worried. This is how we should convince them.
Yes, Prabhuji, that's only what we learn from Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah. And those two leaders who are fighting, na, Mataji, so let us not get bothered about them also. Let them do their own sadhana. It is their sadhana, way of doing sadhana. And Krishna and Srila Prabhupada will take care of them. So we should not be worried at all. At all.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, which were considered mythological or mithya, and because we did not have that capability to experience them or understand, which science requires, such as vimanas, test tube babies like Dronacharya, Kauravas, and cloning like 100 Kauravas born from Vishnu from Gandhari's womb. So similarly, churning, in a medical field, we do centrifuge the tissues to separate them out. So I guess that churning may be referring to the centrifugal, process that we perform in the labs to separate out tissues. That's just my observation.
Could be. I don't disagree.
Yes. We should not just discard them because we don't have.
Of course.
And also, the Mayavi youth and all we used to hear, we are coming with augmentation reality and, virtual reality. All these things are happening with holographs.
Yes.
So all these things are already mentioned in scriptures. My question is, described the concept or the terminology of griha vrata. So what is the difference between griha vrata and griha medha?
They're same.
Same. Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for your time and for a wonderful class.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, thank you so much. Very, very beautiful class, and very nicely you explained about bhakti. So, Prabhuji, like you said, we just take the plate and offer it to Krishna and bring it back and mix it in everything. And so that is the going on every day, Prabhuji. So I'm talking about myself. So how to put bhakti in there?
Oh, So that should be avoided. See, the first process where, you know, we keep the plate in front of the Lord, the first process itself is the basic foundation of becoming a prasad. So in the first process itself, when we keep the plate very nicely in front of the Lord, and then, you know, you chant Om Astraya Phat, Haribol. You chant Om Astraya Phat, you know, all the evils are vanished, and then you offer, put Tulsi in all the plates, and then keep it in front of the Lord, and then chant the three mantras which is given by Srila Prabhupada in a very, very seriously, religiously devotional mood, and by closing your eyes and saying that, hey Krishna, please accept this bhoga. I have done lots of mistakes, but by please forgive me for my mistakes and accept this the bhoga and convert it. Give me your prasad, please. And you just speak it very sincerely from the core of the heart. Then it becomes prasadam. That is it. And then fine. Then you can mix it with the main ingredients and serve it to the all the devotees who have come in the program. It becomes prasadam to everybody. Everybody get nourished. So the basic this thing was my trust on the offering was that we should not do it as just because we are supposed to do it, just as rakh do plate samne and then, you know, ring the bell and just say Hare Krishna some 3-4-5 times or say all the three mantras or just fast mein kuch bol dete hain Hare Krishna, ha ho gaya. Not like that. There should be very sincerity from the core of the heart. The offering has to come from us when we are offering it to them. That is what is the main thrust on this. Other things are all okay.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Yes, Mataji. Shyam Gauri Mataji ki jai ho. So if no of the questions or suggestions, shall we stop here?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Oh, Prabhu, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I have a little, I don't know, whatever. Like, you know, when I was very notorious, I mean, so then Brahmana wanted to kill, but they did not use any weapon. Just by chanting the mantra, they killed King Vyana. So that was the potency of the Brahmanas and the potency of the mantra. So the qualified Brahman chanted the proper mantras to kill, and that's how he was killed. So the same way, the churning of the body is also done by the mantras. They have the mantras, so then they use a specific mantras for that. And that is my understanding.
Then I'm not disagreeing with that. It could
also
be
like that.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely.
So
yes, Mataji.
Just wanted to say, because I heard it that way, so that's what I'm saying.
Oh, it is. It could be true, yes. Just like Damodaranand Prabhuji said, anything, see, in Shastras, nothing can be discarded or disagreed upon. Everything is true. This is Saraswati Maya and Krishna himself talking through you all, you know. It could be, it is true. I don't disagree with it.
No, I'm not saying, but I agree on this, but this is what I heard, so that's why I'm just saying it.
Yes, Mataji, it is true. So nice of you. Thank you for your knowledge.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
You were saying that Prithu Maharaj did not have, like, ordinary birth. Can you describe his birth for me, please?
Prithu Maharaj's personality?
His birth.
I'm sorry?
You were saying that he did not have ordinary birth. You know, he did not, I think, come through like a woman. You know?
Yeah.
Can you describe his birth for me, please?
So that is what, when the Rishi Munis they were churning the body of Vena. Okay. So initially, first they killed Vena, and then his dead body, his corpse, was churned. So first, after churning, as per your so many beautiful, wonderful devotees are there, what guiding me that, because by mantras or whatever process it is, but there was churning, and during that churning, initially there was small dwarf who came out, and the rishis knew that this was a evil. This was Vena.
You said a small what came out?
Dwarf. A dwarf hunter.
Huh? Oh, a dwarf. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dwarf.
Okay.
Dwarf hunter came out. So the rishis knew. The Rishi Munis knew that this is Vena's evil which had come out, so now his body is as pure as is pure fully. So they again continued the churning, and then at one point Prithu came out from the right arm. So near the shoulder portion, it is said, there is a picture also. From the shoulder portion of the right arm, Prithu came out with all bow and arrow, and he was not a four-handed person, but he was a human being like us. So he came out straight away, just like Narsingdev came out from the pillar, stambha, or the pillar. Similarly, Prithu Maharaj came from this right arm of the dead corpse, dead body. Or the corpse.
You said not a corpse?
This is? Sorry?
You said from his dead body, not a corpse or a corpse? It was a corpse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
dead body,
okay.
Or a corpse?
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, Prabhu.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Haribol Mataji, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
So let us stop here, friends. Srimad Gantra, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for our class today. And we are really grateful to you, and we look forward to having your association again in future.
Definitely.
Nobody has any more questions. We would like to wrap up the call here now. Vancha kapyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Kritya Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His Grace Rajraj Gopal Prabhuji ki jai. Hare Krishna.
All glories to you.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.